It's good to have you here today. And yesterday we started off the week with a discussion on one word found within the Gospel of Matthew, chapters 3 and 4. John the Baptist and Jesus the Christ both preached, and they came preaching the exact same message. Here was their message: repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That is found in Matthew chapter 3, verse 2, and Matthew chapter 4, verse 17. Please get that sentence on your mind. We're going to be dealing with it for a bit, especially the meaning of this word, repent. And as I said last time, before we delve into what repentance means, as God defines this biblically, we must always remember that we repent from sin. And we talked about how missing sin is from the minds and hearts of people around the world at this hour. I do not think Christians who understand sin and repentance should be sitting around shaking our heads and complaining about the fact that others neither know about sin or care about repentance from sin, both within and outside the church. We definitely can and must lament this age in which we are now situated. We must pray about it. A lot. But complain about, kind of yearning for the good old days of yesteryear? No. I do not want to spend a lot of time doing that. However, what I do want to do is understand the contours of the times, to have some knowledge about the context into which we share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and to comprehend what Dr. David Wells has written. Quote, "Today, sin has become an alien concept. We have exited the old moral realm, and we now live in a psychological world. Now things are not so much right and wrong as merely comfortable or uncomfortable. Whereas we might once have said, 'No, I can't do that because it is wrong,' we now say, 'No, I wouldn't be comfortable doing that.'" He continues, "What has been lost is the knowledge that there is such a thing as sin. This is what has escaped us. Many people have no category for sin in their minds. They do not understand that we are accountable before God for all our moral actions and for who we are." That is Professor Wells writing in The Courage to Be Protestant. Friends, this is where we are at. And so it is into this context that I speak to you about what God means when Jesus, who is God in human flesh, says right at the start of his preaching ministry, "Repent." Remember, our eyes are on Jesus, and we ask, what does Jesus teach us about God? And the answer that we will now be focused on is this. In this text, Jesus teaches us that God commands repentance. God commands repentance. And if you look at the context of who John the Baptist and Jesus preached to in Matthew 3 and 4, you'll notice it was to those persons who were religious, but not genuinely God's. That is, this crowd coming out to meet John the Baptist in the wilderness, and later to whom Jesus went, were wrapped up in a superficial form of godliness, but were really hypocrites. Yes, they followed all of the rituals established by the Jewish religious leaders, but they were not in love with God, a love evidenced by genuine obedience to the living God. Or they had come to the place where they wanted to be baptized by John the Baptist, but before he would take them down into the water, he told them that they first needed to repent. You may have noticed verse 6 of Matthew chapter 3 says, and I quote, "They confessed their sins." And I will tell you now, confession of sin is reflective of what it means to repent. Confession of sin is reflective of what it means to repent. Primarily because Jesus gives so much emphasis to repentance, as God does throughout the entire Bible, and also because I am very concerned about a lack of definition given to this word, such that all people can actually comprehend what repentance means, I'm going to invest time here in the next several days. I'm inviting you at the start to dig into the Bible with me so that we can develop our understanding of what it means to do what John invites us to do, repent, and to do what Jesus commands us to do, repent. And I want to emphasize as we get going that the invitation and command to repent are for all of us. So please do not tune me out, Christian person, thinking this is only for unbelievers. And please do not tune me out, person who is not yet expressing faith in Christ. This teaching is for us all. I am very much included in this, and as I prepare to say what follows to you, I learned a lot as well. So I'm speaking as a fellow learner, a disciple of Christ, and as a man who wants to truly understand who God is and what he commands of me. This is what I seek to know and live, the truth about God. There are lots of lies circling around about God, a lot, and I hear them all the time, and you do too. So we come now to the Word of God, dependent on the Spirit of God, to clarify for us the truth. O God, make your truth clear to us. And here's how I want to approach this word repent. I want to tell you that this word, biblically, is not easily defined in the sense that there's a width and depth to it that we really need to wrestle with. Yes, I can and I will tell you plainly what repent means in both Hebrew, the original language of the Bible's Old Testament, and Greek, the original language of the Bible's New Testament, but we have more work to do than only that. One of the dilemmas I have personally faced, me, Mark Swallow, in the past is that I have not properly understood what it actually means in practice to repent because I was only being given, by those who have taught me, the straight definition of the word from the Hebrew and Greek to the English. So the preacher or teacher told me what the Hebrew and Greek words are and then what they mean, but without searching backwards and forwards throughout the whole scripture, without really researching and seeing examples of repentance in action, the straightaway definitions did not help me very much. So I want to do better than to just lay before you definitions. Repent means this. Okay, but can we add some meat to those bones? Can we see what the repentant person looks like? What does the repenter do? Yes, we can and we will. I'll be using a lot of biblical text to describe what it means. Do not worry, I'll try to do this in a way that doesn't overwhelm you in your busyness, but rather lays out for you clearly what passages within God's Word you should look up on your own, read, and think deeply about when you have an opportunity to do so. I always hope you'll take what you learn here and you'll think more about it privately. Furthermore, in this introduction, I feel it will be helpful to say this. To repent means that we repent with our whole being, our emotions, our minds, and our wills. Repentance consumes all of us. A repentant attitude consumes our emotions. A repentant attitude consumes our minds. A repentant attitude consumes our wills. And that is how we will work on this. I'll talk about what it means to repent in our emotional being, our affections, A-F-F-E-C-T, to repent in our minds, and to demand that we repent with our will, emotions, mind, will. And you'll see what I mean as we move forward. Now you might be thinking, okay, I'm shutting you off until you're done with this. Get back to me after you have repentance defined and I'll join you again. But this sounds boring, technical, and even irrelevant, or a little bit too convicting. Maybe you've got your hand on the radio dial already ready to listen to something else, or you're about to delete this podcast. Well, you might just do that, but I pray you will not. In fact, I urge you to do the opposite. Will you dig in with me? Will you take your followership of Jesus seriously? Will you be eager to know what God commands of you and then swift to do it? Have you actually repented of sin, or have you only thought you did, but you have been deceived? Can you define what it means to repent as when a child, a colleague, a neighbor, a friend, or even a stranger asks you what this means? Can you describe for others how to repent? If you will not tune me out, but will come every day to this time ready to learn, to have an open mind and heart, then I believe that what we will do here will be transformative for you. I've had it said of this broadcast and podcast, wow, you really pack a lot in. One of my friends calls God is the fastest 15 minutes in radio. And what he means is there's a lot of content that moves swiftly. Yes, I acknowledge this, but two thoughts. One, I really do not think you want to be here daily to just sort of hear me talk off the top of my head, shooting my mouth off with various opinions and being underprepared. No, you want me to be overly prepared. Second, because our time is brief, but God is profound, I do want to pack in meaningful content. We're talking about the living God here. How dare we be lazy or waste any time, right? So strap yourself in and let's be prepared to really learn what God wants to teach us. And keep this in mind. If you want to hear what I have to say again, or perhaps you were driving along and you hit some static on your radio or got distracted and missed a point only to then re-engage mentally and think, shoot, what did he say? Here's what you can do. Jump on 590amtheword.com. That's 590amtheword.com on the internet and download the God Is podcast. It's easily done, and the podcast is there waiting for you. This way you'll be able to hear what the Bible says about repentance clearly when you are more focused at a time that's convenient to you. The details of how to get this are repeated at the end of each broadcast, so stay tuned for that. All right, in a way, what has been shared yesterday and today is introductory, but this is necessary. And if you feel, well, there hasn't been a lot of Bible yet this week, hold on, because in the days that follow, there will be plenty of scripture for you to consider and to obey. In fact, if you're not driving, I encourage you to bring your Bible to this time and be prepared to move around within it, because God has a lot to say about repentance, like a lot. To repent means that we repent with our whole being, our emotions, our minds, and our wills. Think critically about what is going on with you today emotionally. What are you feeling? What's on your mind? What are you currently mulling over? Maybe you dreamt about it last night. And that independent, strong, fighting will of yours, you know, that thrust from within you that demands that sin be master over you. Are you able to successfully tell the will what to do, or has your will mastered you? In your car, reeling with road rage, cutting people off, slamming on your horn, riding the car in front of you so close that the bumpers are practically touching. Is that what is happening within you? What does repentance mean in the context of your commute? This is the type of real-world experience we'll be addressing together. We'll be talking about how our whole person needs to be consumed with repentance. As we embark next time on the words of John and Jesus, repent. Let's be prepared to be transformed. So join me again tomorrow, for God is...